Hey guys, welcome to our first ever episode.
Hello, welcome back, or welcome to our first episode.
So to start it off, my name is Max, just so you get used to my irritating voice. I'm 21 and I currently, what am I doing? I'm a stay-at-home daughter and I'm like attempting to like pursue a career in some sort of social media, but it's more of an attempt. It's a long process, but that's me.
And I'm Kate, so you get to recognize my voice. I am recently 22. I don't really want to speak about it. And I am currently a student pursuing a career, hopefully in economics.
Wow, what a smarty pants there. So a brief description on like why we started this podcast for those of you who are confused as to why we're doing this. Basically, we just spent hours getting ready throughout varsity. Mm. And every time we get ready, it was like a whole production. Just being able to like speak and
catch up
and give each other advice and gossip and all the rest. And throughout, like pretty much throughout the whole varsity, we did that. And then during quarantine, we'd meet up and have what we called them quick catch-ups. Turned into like four-hour-long conversations at the coffee shop, and the people eventually were kicking us out.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, we might as well just take our conversations and start a podcast.
Because I love for talking.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's doing podcasts. So we just jumped on and decided we're going to do that too. So here we are. So that's pretty much why we started. Yeah. So I feel like, first of all, we should just give a little bit of a background on how our week was, because we haven't seen each other the whole week, which is just shocking.
My week was interesting, but stressful. But how was your week, Max?
My week was good. Don't put me on the spot like that. My week was good. It was eventful. There were some things that came out. Kate's trying to team me up because because last time we got together when we were organizing and getting our trailer ready for this podcast, we were talking about a particular
someone,
an essay TikToker.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones, actually.
Yeah, we were talking about him, just like
he came up in conversation,
and I went home literally that day. And I like to go through my DM requests because I often get really sweet DM requests about like girls or guys.
And a lot of marriage proposals and requests for foot pics, but
But that's my OnlyFans. But I get like really sweet things from little girls or something like that, like about like confidence. And I like to reply to them. So I was going through them, and lo and behold, I found a DM from this TikToker.
And it was quite something, the DM. I think we better read it. Should we? I think we should read
it. Okay, do you want to pull it up? I just want to note that this DM was sent, because my immediate thought was, okay, he must have been drunk or something like that. And then I looked at the time, and it says it was sent, I think it was like 9 in the morning, which is very disturbing because,
No, I have theories. I have theories.
Do you? Okay.
Am I going to read?
Yeah, you can read it. I can't.
Okay, so it's a POV, and I think that is very fitting considering the type of content he makes on TikTok. So there's a little bit of a clue. All of you little investigators can start searching. Okay, here we go. Imagine we go on a date, then a second, then a third. Fall in love, get married, have little TikTok babies, and then die whilst doing a TikTok. Wow. Cute. I mean, creativity, 10 out of 10. Is he getting a message back? 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, literally the first thing I did when I saw that message, besides for screenshotting it and sending it straight to Kate, I showed my mom, and my mom and I were talking about it. We were saying like, okay, well, I obviously have a boyfriend, so let's start there.
Yeah, we both have boyfriends.
Yeah. But when it comes to DMs, like, there's one thing to get, like, a pickup line. But to speak about someone dying in your pickup line is, like...
It's weird.
It's really odd.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, have that. I don't want to talk about myself dying. And I don't want you to be... Are you...
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like he's fantasizing my death.
But also, I have two questions. And if you're listening, you know who you are. You know who you are. Okay. I have many questions about this. Okay.
So many questions.
Well, first, my theory is, I think there's a possibility that he was with a bunch of mates and they were like, okay, come, let's DM girls. Because that is so creative. Like, how did he think of that on his own?
That was my first original thought. Yeah. Was, this is for a YouTube video or a TikTok. Yeah. And I looked... And I couldn't find anything.
Maybe it's to come. Maybe, because
that's what I thought. I was like, okay, if this is for TikTok or YouTube, like, should I just go with it? Should I reply? Like, my mom and my boyfriend were giving me, like, responses. I was like, maybe I should just do it. And then I went, and from what I've seen, nothing's come. I haven't seen a video made on, like, other girls' responses. Yeah. So it doesn't seem like it is for a video, which is even more alarming.
But I also think, okay, 3 dates and he falls in love with you. You really maxed. You are something.
I am something special. You are something,
because I don't know anyone who's fallen in love after three dates.
Wow. Okay. It's saying a lot about me. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. And my biggest question, and please, if you're listening, you can DM me. I want to know, how do you die whilst making a TikTok? Like, is it your family account, you're carpool karaokeing, and you have your kids in the back? Did the kids die? Did the kids die at the same time?
Who are the kids going to?
Yeah, am I going to be a mother? Am I going to be
the stepmom
to your TikTok babies?
There's so many. Also, to start off, he doesn't follow me. And I mean, I nearly said his name. But... Here's the thing, even if I was single, this is what I said to my boyfriend. I was like, because he asked me, I was like, well, what would, like, get you to, like, what kind of DM would you have to get to respond? And I was saying to him, I was like, if you're going to DM me and hit on me, you got to follow me. Like, if you're not going to follow me, I'm not going to respond to your DM. And he doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you're going to make that comment, you think after 3 dates, you're going to fall in love with me, then you should be, like, in love with my photos. Like, you should be following me. But you don't follow me, so why are you DM? Like,
how long ago was it sent?
What's today?
Oh, was it recent?
It was literally when I was with you. I think it was 2 days prior to the day I saw you, but I just hadn't been on my DMs.
Yeah, because, like, if you're DMing a girl, you obviously know who she is. Yeah. Like, you know, she's going to, like, type in random usernames. Like, he's obviously seen you. Also, this was on Instagram, he DM'd you. And he talks about TikTok. So he's seen you on TikTok. So he's stalking you on Instagram and on TikTok.
And I haven't checked, but I don't think he follows me on TikTok. Yeah. Which is another thing. Like, if you're my husband, you need to follow me on my platforms.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Show some support. You need to be hyping her up in her videos.
I hope he responds, because I'd love to.
Please, come on. We you can be our first guest.
I'd love to answer my questions. I just think
also, like, a part of me is like, it's so well thought out that almost it gives off, like, in one way it gives off the vibe like, I do not give a shit what this girl thinks of me, because, like, I'm sending this, like, hectic message. But also then another part of me is like, wow, like, you know, just like, hi, how are you, would have, like, gone really well.
Really? Do you think you'd respond to a hi, how are you?
I'm more like
boyfriend aside.
Like, what would you respond to that? Oh my word, that is the cutest POV I've ever seen. Like, yes, please,
I didn't even think of the POV. And
it's very fitting.
The fact that I didn't think of that is, wow. Yeah.
I mean, props, he's keeping on brand, even sliding
his brand
into
identity is through the roof.
10 out of 10, 10 out creativity. 10. Keeping on brand.
But my only tip would be, just don't speak about someone's death. Or someone,
like,
dying.
Do you think it's romantic to die together? And please, at least let me know, are my kids dying as well? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to be a stepmom. Especially to TikTok babies. I'm going to have to be a momager. Am I going to take over your family TikTok account?
There's just so many questions. Oh my gosh. So yeah, hopefully he responds and we get an answer for him. But that's pretty much a sum of what our week has been about.
The most exciting thing that's happened to us by the whole week. Most
Besides for that exciting part, we decided to do a little like segment in each episode where we're going to do like a fave find. It could be anything.
Yeah.
So I'll start. My fave find is matcha. It's everyone knows it. I mean, I don't
very think trendy.
Very, very trendy.
Very Instagrammable.
Very Instagrammable. Yeah. I like it. Kate has never ever tried matcha.
Well, I've tried a superfood latte like that had matcha in it. So I don't like it's it had other things. It had like mint and stuff. And I didn't like it really.
I love it. And today we actually have matcha. So Kate's going to give us a taste test.
But first of all, I first have a question for you. And I almost asked her this question before. And then I was like, no, I need to save this for the podcast. Be honest. Do you actually, like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, I would like a matcha. Or do you partly drink it because, you know, it's on trend, you can get a little Insta story?
You know, I 100%, like, to be blatantly honest, I definitely tried it out because it was on trend. I had never heard of it
before. But that's, like, how you usually try
things. I'd never heard of it before TikTok. And I actually first tried it out, I didn't like it. And it was because I didn't try it from, like, a cafe.
Yeah.
I went to Woolworths and I bought the little like sachets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's not gonna be. And it was like water and they came with 10 and I had about 2 and I then couldn't have the rest. And they were just watery. I think it was also it's not with normal milk and I don't drink normal milk.
Okay.
So I didn't like the taste of I'm an oat milk girl.
Who drinks normal milk? We all get almond milk and then at 12 o'clock order McFlurries, but
almond milk. No, oh, I'm not an almond milk type person. Oat milk.
Non-milk.
Yeah.
Milk-free milk.
Yeah, so I definitely when I first had it was for I wanted it on like for the whole vibe of it and I didn't like it. Okay. And I remember being a little bit upset with myself. I was like, Max, like get your shit together. Like we need an Instagram. And I didn't like it to be honest.
Yeah.
So I stopped it. And then I went to a cafe and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. And I ordered it from a cafe and I actually really did like it there.
Okay.
I don't think I wake up and want it because I'm more of like a coffee person.
Coffee in the
but
morning.
I definitely, I think I do like it. I don't think I just like it. This, however, I like this doesn't excite me. I like it to have like the foam on top. I want it to be like a full
It's a holistic experience. It's visual. It's tasteful.
So you need to stop speaking.
And this, just to be fair, on the matcha, this did go cold and we've rewarmed it, so maybe it's not as good, but 3, 2, 1, here we go. Smell, I'll give it like a little description. It smells like nori, that you like the seaweed you wrap around sushi. It smells like a maki roll.
It smells lovely.
Here's a little ASMR.
Thoughts? That facial expression is not looking good.
Honestly,
it's not shocking.
It has
been sitting for a long time.
It's not what I expected. It's not terrible. I probably wouldn't order that for myself, and it's weird because the taste intensifies once you swallow it.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of. It's you need to go to a cafe.
Well, I think maybe if I had a bit of honey in it or something, because right now it's very savory.
Yeah, okay. I don't put honey. I don't like honey, so I don't put honey with it. But a lot of people do put honey. Yeah, that face is not looking good.
It's tart. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's my favorite.
I'm not going to be a matcha queen.
It's clearly not a favorite on Kate's side.
Yeah.
What is your fave find for the week?
So my fave find, and some people are going to think, oh, he's such a nerd, whatever.
Such a nerd.
Okay, but seeing as Bridgerton was such a hit, I thought that I would bring in like a different version sort of thing of Bridgerton. And basically I enjoy reading
such a nerd.
And I also enjoy reading a lot of classic novels. And so I wanted to advise anyone who's enjoyed Bridgerton, who also likes to read occasionally, there are a lot of similarities between Bridgerton and classic novels like Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen. And if you enjoy the whole chivalrous like romance and writing letters and that side of it, I just want to highly recommend trying out a classic romantic novel. It's 10 times better than Bridgerton, and the authors who are writing it, actually that was how they had love affairs, so they know firsthand. So that is my fave find of the week.
I don't think I'll be taking on your fave find, but I appreciate okay. your share.
Thank you. There are also yeah, movies.
Maybe an order.
There's also really good, like Pride and Prejudice. There's the movie and it's got Keira Knightley in it. Yeah. So if reading's not your thing, maybe go for the movie.
Maybe but Netflix is your thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, that is my fave find. Take with it or do with it what you please.
Thank you.
Hopefully I've encouraged some people to pick up a book and read some classic novels.
Well, to start our first episode properly off, to kick it off, we thought it was only fitting for us to talk about our first.
Yes.
So let's just jump straight in.
Yeah. So what are we starting with?
Let's start with, I feel like, back to basics, our first kiss.
Okay. Do you want to go first? First for your first kiss?
I'll go first.
Seeing as your first kiss was first.
Yeah, so my first kiss was in grade 9.
Beginning of
grade 9. So I was 15?
You were 14 turning 15.
Yeah, because yeah. I was 14. I remember, I think I was quite late. Or maybe not late.
There was pressure on us.
Yeah,
definitely.
There was definitely pressure. I don't think it was late, but there were people, or we did have friends that had their first kiss yeah. that were pressurizing us. So mine was when I was 14 years old, and it wasn't like I expected, or wasn't like the classic
first
books
kiss
or movies.
We
were
movie.
Just talking about it, like you see yeah. in movies. Yeah.
I mean, like whose first kiss really was a romantic occasion?
And if your first was, then wow,
good on you, you chose a good one,
congrats. But no, so mine was in grade 9. I was at a party and I remember talking to this guy for about an hour, and he was the wingman. So I wasn't even talking to the boy that I was gonna kiss, I was talking to his friend, and he was basically selling me his friend, telling me all the pros to doing it and all of this stuff. And then eventually I was sitting there and I was like, okay, I think I'm like ready to do this.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared.
And she didn't have any hype girls there.
No, I did. I did have another friend that did.
Hype girl.
I know, sorry. I did have another friend yeah. who did help me because I was very stressed. But I didn't have Kate the hype queen, yeah. you know. And then he disappeared, and then out popped Shy Boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Shy Boy.
Shy Boy.
And he kissed me, and it was probably about, honestly, if I say 5 seconds, I think that's a push. I want to say 4 seconds. Mom.
So you got a really good experience from that kiss.
Yeah. It was interesting. I remember kissing, and then he just disappeared and left. He really is shy, so there was no talking, no nothing. And he left, and I was like, wow, is that what it was? Like, is that a kiss?
Had a kiss?
And I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that. So it wasn't the best, but I don't think it was the worst. He was a really
yeah,
sweet Yeah,
mine
boy.
Takes the top, I think.
Yeah, yours
mine
much,
was,
much worse.
Yeah. So mine happened not that long after yours, because once Max had her first kiss, I was like, okay, no, like, we're doing
like
this. It was probably like a week. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe the next weekend. And Max and I had gone to this party. And to begin, just our outfits, okay,
Absolutely shocking.
Yeah. So Matt, we were sort of on two opposite ends of the masculine feminine spectrum. Max was wearing what I would describe as like a Hawaiian print top that your 11-year-old brother would wear with jeans. So like not like the typical outfit you would think.
And
like
Converse.
Oh, and Converse. Yeah. Yeah. So she was going hipster vibes, like not very feminine. And I was dressed to impress, okay? I was in a leopard print, tight mini skirts, and like a Lumos silky Topshop top. And
I showing thought, that bra, that the
yeah, I remember bra. The back of it, it always like fall down. And show them a little bit. We do have a photo, and
depending on our response to this first episode, we may or may not release the photo. For 24 hours.
Yeah.
A story. So if
By the way, follow our Instagram.
Yes.
We've made an Instagram page.
It's GRWMPod.
Yeah. That's
so go follow it. And if you go follow it, you might or might not see this picture.
Yes.
And if you do, we'll post a picture for our first episode and you can go comment below if you want to see the picture and then we'll put it on our story.
And so we went to this party. It was just like a school party. And this was the beginning of the school year. And in the grade below, actually, this new guy had come in. He was in grade 8, but he was born in the same year as us. So he was like our age, but younger. And he was the talk of the town. Like, because when a new boy comes to school, everyone knows, like, it's so exciting. And yeah, so we're going to call him New It Boy. Because he was an it boy as well.
Yeah,
okay, so he new boy.
He was so confident, and I think that's what made him like.
Yeah. So new boy was at this party. All the girls, even in the grade above, were like looking at him, thinking, he's like cute and whatever. And Max had an interaction with new boy that night before I even had an interaction.
Yeah, he did. I don't even know how he came up to me in my outfit. And he asked to speak to me and then walked me down the driveway. And me being me, I was nervous because this is now only my second kiss. So I was talking and talking and talking. And he looked at me and said, "Are you ever going to shut up so I can kiss you?" And I was like, oh, wow.
But the question is that a better pickup line than the DM?
I mean, it probably is.
You kissed him.
I kissed him, so it worked. Yeah. And I haven't responded to the DM. So it was definitely a better pickup line. But I was like, wow, okay. I definitely talk too much. And then we kissed. It was also relatively quick. Better than my first kiss. But still not like... No fireworks. There's nothing. Yeah. It wasn't the movies.
But whilst Max was down the driveway with new boy... A couple of the boys from our grade were speaking to me and saying that new boy also, because you never spoke to the person you were going to kiss
when
you're that age. Not, of course not. Like, why would you do that? They were also saying to me, new boy's interested in you. And me being, I think I probably was 15 because my birthday is early in the year. 15 and desperate for a first kiss. I was keen. I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. So literally, Max and new boy come up the driveway. Max walks to me. Like, I actually think it was like directly after.
She walks to me. I gave you a little bit of a look saying like,
yeah,
so clear, you can go.
No, I literally said to him, I was like, Max, do you mind if I also kiss new boy? And
I was like, you go.
Yeah, you gave me the go ahead. We'll discuss that a little bit later, like dibsing and whatever. And so literally with Max's spit still fresh in his mouth, he takes me down the driveway to the
same walk.
Exact same spot. I remember being very nervous. I think honestly, I may have been taller than him.
100% she was taller than him.
I may have been taller than him. We go sort of off into the bushes, and I have my first kiss, and I'll put the blame on me. It was horrific. It was like two swordfish having a sword fight. And that's on me. It was my first time. Also, probably lasted 5 seconds. And then I was like, you know what? I've secured the bag.
You've got your first
kiss. I've had my first kiss. And so I went back to the party. And I still, to this day, get teased about my first kiss being sloppy seconds to my best friend and with a guy that was shorter than me and in the year below me. Yeah.
But at least you got your first kiss. There's always a positive. Exactly. And it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. And you know what? Everyone always asks me, like, even now, sometimes people, like, will tease me and ask me, like, do you regret it? And no, like, I don't think I regret kissing any of the people I kissed, because at the time, even if now my taste has changed, and no shade to New Boy, if you're listening, he was the hot shit. So
he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't think you should regret anything.
And we actually ended up being friends afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, funny enough, I haven't seen him in a really long time.
That's 17.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in ages. I have seen Shy Boy, though.
Yeah. New Boy actually almost became like a little brother, which was a bit weird.
It was. Actually, the three of us were quite close.
Yeah.
After everything.
Well, I mean, we are.
What is it? Split sisters? Something like that.
Something.
We are.
Yeah, so that was it. My first kiss was sloppy seconds to my best friend. But if I'm going to be sloppy seconds to anyone, I wouldn't want it to be anyone else other than you, Max.
Yeah, so that was our first kiss. Speaking about first kisses, you spoke about, like, girl code and calling dibs.
Yeah.
What's your thought process? Well, we've never really had that.
We've never had that issue. I mean, even literally, like, 2 seconds after Max kissed New Boy, she was, like, hyping me up. Like,
I think when we were in the game, if you can say that.
Many years ago.
Yeah. We had, well, okay, this is going to sound really silly because obviously we had the same guy, but we had quite different tastes. Like, we didn't often overlap
people. Yeah. And our taste was sort of determined by, like, what boys were interested in us.
Oh, definitely, like, yeah. We weren't, like, picking and choosing.
Yeah.
But even with our other, like, our bigger, by bigger friend group, I mean two other people, our bigger friend group, like, even with the four of us, we didn't really have overlapping. We never had a situation where we liked someone and the other girl liked that same person. But I think we were quite good with it. Like, yeah, we didn't dibs people.
No.
While some groups could be quite intense.
Like, you could never have met the girl in your life and look at her, like, guy, and she would, like, send you a message and be like, excuse me? Who are you?
Like, no, it's crazy. Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad we didn't have that. I think it caused a lot of unnecessary drama. And looking back, I'm sure everyone feels this way. Like, at the time, like, when you're 14 or 15 or whatever, and, like, someone kisses this dude that you're so, like, in love with, it's like you realize, wow, I really wasn't in love. It was just a little crush. And
I know, I think back to, like, even my first kiss, and, like, or, like, before I had my first kiss, I used to be like, okay, the person I kiss, like, that's, like, the one. Like, we're gonna just, like, fall in love. I mean, if that happens, like, great. We know someone who went to our school, and they were each other's first kisses, and they're still together to this day.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
You don't
know. Oh,
they were each other's first kisses.
They're still together.
So that's great. Like,
you go.
But I thought that was going to happen, and I remember being like, wow.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Our next burst is our first time we drank.
And disclaimer, we're not encouraging underage drinking. And also, if anyone, I mean, even if we get views on this episode, if anyone is not from South Africa, we are from South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa. The drinking age is 18.
So drink responsibly.
Yes. And don't be surprised if we seem very young to start drinking.
But do as we say and not as we do.
Yes.
So the first time we drank, I think, was around about the same
year. Towards the end of that year, I think. Yeah.
I mean, then I thought we were relatively early to drink, but now definitely not.
Yeah, like, it now just keeps getting about, like, younger and younger.
Yeah, I hear like grade sevens, I mean, what is that, like 13 years old, they're drinking.
Yeah.
No, which is crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember the specific time we first got drunk, but I remember because our parents didn't give us alcohol. So we had to figure out ways. And for a long time, I was the supplier.
Thanks, Kate. Or actually, thanks, Kate's parents. Yes, alcohol supplier.
Tony, if you're listening, thank you.
Thank you.
And I would go into my dad's liquor cabinet. And it wasn't very big. He's not like a big spirits drinker. So in his profession, he'd just been given like a couple standard manly drinks in inverted commas.
Brandy, whiskey.
And I would just take a tiny bit out of each bottle so he wouldn't notice. And then add like a couple pipette drops of Coke just to like cover the flavor slightly. But it was literally petrol. Like it was disgusting.
It was like black.
Yeah.
And it burnt your throat.
It was horrific. Yeah. So that's what we used to drink.
I remember Kate used to, so she used to do all of this. She used to get the alcohol together. And we used to arrive at her house because she was, well, she lives like quite central to where the parties were.
Yeah.
And we used to arrive and she used to have the alcohol in these like little bottles. They were like pink and green, purple, whatever. Like little, they almost look like baby bottles.
Yeah.
And she used to have made them up like whenever her parents were gone the one day and thrown them at like in the back of her cupboard, like past her socks and like pants, and she'd bring out these like little baby bottles and be like, drink up.
Yeah.
And it was we'd literally down. Like a sip. But we were
But like, we'd get pie faced. Like we never though got to the point of like throwing up because I probably couldn't steal enough. But like
definitely not.
Yeah, it was hard stuff. And sometimes if there was a bit left, we'd be very popular at the parties.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd hear Kate's special mix.
Looking back, I don't know how. I feel like we would have been better off asking our parents to buy us, like, what are they? Like,
those,
like, or no, like, Savannahs or, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I feel like the alcohol probably was a lot better in those things than what we were drinking.
Yeah.
Like, what we were drinking was, like, bad.
It was hot.
Like, if you poured that on a plant, the next day the plant was dead.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad.
I mean, I would get probably completely drunk over that now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to drink that now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what do they always say? They always say the worst thing to do is mix alcohol. Well, we had about 5 different types of alcohol in one
and,
little
like,
bottle.
Half of it was probably, like, 20 years old. Like, disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
So don't do that, kids.
No. Don't. Just have an open and honest conversation with your parents.
What other first should we do?
First boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had, before my current boyfriend right now, so booked to start, we actually haven't even spoken about it.
Yeah.
Both Kate and I are in long-term relationships, and by long-term relationships, we mean like
6 years this year.
Term relationship. Yeah. Yeah, 6 years this year. So both of us started dating our boyfriends in grade 10.
Yeah, so that's the year that you turned 16.
But yeah.
Max was 15 because her birthday is like late in the year.
Yeah, so like we were 15, 16.
Yeah.
So I had like little boyfriends, but it was your first boyfriend.
Yeah, he was my first proper boyfriend and he's lasted. So he was a good one. I mean, I spoke to guys before him. But we were never.
You never had like a proper boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Besides, but you had little boyfriends.
Yeah, I did. I had little boyfriends like, and when as in prep school, I remember having boyfriends in inverted commas that I'd hold hands with.
Yeah.
For like, I remember having one boyfriend. Bless him, he's really sweet. And we were dating in inverted commas for 7 months. So 7 months in grade 7. It's a long time. That's like pretty much half the grade 7.
Yeah.
And all we did was hold hands.
Mm.
And that was it.
I remember, and I don't know if this is the same person we're talking about, but I remember specifically in grade 7, this is a very weird thing to remember, but it was very exciting. The school that we went to wasn't like as advanced as other schools. Like in grade 7, a lot of other people from different schools were getting like their first kisses, but this was like really big news at the school we went to. And Max, it was term break, and Max was with, I don't know if it's the same guy, but with someone, and he said to her, "I'm gonna miss you so much over the holiday."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and that was big news. I was like, wow.
She's made it.
He's making money moves.
He's the one. I don't know if it was the same, it may have been the same one. Is it the same one that I went to that fair with? Are we talking about
no, him? Different one. Same name.
Yes, different okay, surname. Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had, like I say, a lot of little boyfriends in grade 7, but... And also, I just remember, like, the worst part is anyone who knows me knows that I have, like, such sweaty hands. Like, when I get nervous, my hands sweat. And how I used to spend, like, break walking around, like, in the hot sun, holding hands with my boyfriend, little boyfriends, and then, like, going back to class. And how I managed to do that without my hands just, like, slipping
out. They must have really liked you.
They must have.
Yeah.
I mean, good on them.
Yeah.
That, I think, is all for our first. Our last little segment we're going to do is our TikTok times.
Oh, yeah.
So
I forgot that we were doing
it. Yes. For those of you who don't know, I'm on TikTok. Go follow me.
Go follow Max. She is leading the South African community.
Absolutely not.
On TikTok.
And Kate... Kate is...
If this gets a million likes, then I'll start a
TikTok. Yeah.
A million views. I have a TikTok account that sometimes I have to use to troll the people that are being rude to Max and people I love.
But she doesn't have a proper account, but maybe one day.
Yeah.
But our TikTok times is just about, like, we actually didn't really run through this, but you know, we wing it. Ooh, okay. Our TikTok times was more just to speak about anything that was happening in TikTok at the current moment.
And also, to be honest, I have not been on TikTok this week because I don't have Wi-Fi yet where I am. I've just moved into an apartment near where I'm studying, and I don't have Wi-Fi yet. So I have not been on TikTok for a while. So surprise me.
The main drama, buckle up, is I don't know if you follow Not A Content House.
I did see a clip.
That they've all left.
Apparently they were being... like,
yes,
held hostage and mistreated.
Yeah, and they've all left the house with, like, management. That's quite a big thing that's been happening.
Yeah.
I think their management is that top talent management.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure their management is the same management for those clubhouses. And there's a lot of those clubhouses. There's the ones with Tila or Dan and all of them. So I'm really interested to see, like, what will happen with all those houses.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I'm pretty sure they were doing, like, a podcast or a YouTube video. And I love how I said I haven't been on TikTok and I know exactly what you're talking about. but it came up on my For You and I think they said they're just going to do it on their own or something.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. But they're not a content house. They're also, like, 17, 16.
Yeah, like, 16, 17-year-olds living... like, by themselves.
I don't think I would have been able... I think about myself in grade 10.
Yeah. My mom would make me a Woolies pizza every day after school. Like, I wouldn't make my own lunch. It would, like, literally Woolies pizza every day.
Every single day.
Just a plain old margarita, you know?
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, or the ham and mushroom.
Mm-hmm. I used to like the bacon... What is it, the bacon feta one?
I'm about to expose Max... She is a banana on pizza girl.
I am. You know how bad I am? I am so concerned about, like, people confronting me or getting into, like, trouble that when I post, go follow me on Instagram, when I post stuff on Instagram, I take pictures of other people's pizza in my household and not my own pizza because mine has banana on it and I don't want people being rude about my banana.
Don't believe anything Max puts on Instagram.
No, I also don't.
She is fake. She eats banana on pizza.
I'm a complete fake. I also don't eat onions.
Did you eat the feta tomato basil pasta?
No, I'm on a diet at the moment, but I did make it for my boyfriend.
So you didn't even taste it.
I had one little taste just to make sure that it was.
Did you like it though?
I did, but I don't like the tomatoes.
So top tip. I don't know what recipe you followed, but a lot of the recipes is literally like tomato and then some seasoning and feta and olive oil.
Yeah, I did this.
Add a little bit of like sugar or sweets and stuff to like neutralize the acidity of the tomatoes. MasterChef was cake, but my mom and I cooked it and we did that and it was very good.
Oh, well, that's another TikTok find. Got a lot of things on TikTok. There you go. I think that is everything for our first episode. Yes. Else we could just keep talking until
forever,
2 hours long. Other than that, make sure to, like we said, follow our Instagram.
Yeah.
Because we would love for you guys to send through topics or stories.
Questions. Yeah. It will all be anonymous, obviously. Like, we're not going to be saying anyone's names. No.
And we'll definitely have have Instagram stories asking specific questions or, like, confessions. We can do that. Or even, like, assumptions. Anything like that. So make sure to go follow it and keep up to date with everything like that. And perhaps you'll see...
You'll see the photo of us when we were 15. Yeah.
But other than that, thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah.
Those who got this far,
congrats.
Yeah.
I don't think I would listen this far. I'm going to listen to this back and hear my voice and be like, absolutely not.
Max has to edit this now. So she's the editor-in-chief of GRW.
By the time I'm done with this, I'm never going to listen to my voice
again. And we've both had comments before. I've been told I have a lisp.
And I've been told I have a speech impediment.
So
my confidence is a little down.
But don't listen to your haters.
So both of us got told that our voices are like horrific. And now we're making a podcast just to listen to our voices. So rise above, people. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed. And make sure to subscribe.
Well, comment. Can you comment on podcasts?
You can leave a review.
A review.
Yeah, like and leave a review.
Yeah.
Or rating. It's a rating.
Yes, a rating.
It's apparently, from my experience of listening to podcasts, apparently that really helps the algorithm. So go give us a 5-star rating.
Please.
And leave us a review. Yeah. And subscribe.
Yeah.
And be ready for our next episode, which will be next week, Monday. Bye, guys.
Bye.